The Trump administration is holding back more than $26 million Congress already approved for Montana schools. MTBR's Austin Amestoy reports districts are scrambling to fill in budget gaps.
The frozen funding represents more than 10% of what the federal government usually sends to Montana schools each year, according to analysis from the Learning Policy Institute. NPR reported the administration is reviewing the money, which totals nearly $7 billion for schools nationwide.
You know, in a lot of ways, it feels like this is just a continued attack on public education.
Missoula County Public Schools Superintendent Micah Hill says the board this week decided to draw almost $1 million from a rainy day fund to backfill those federal dollars. That's about a third of the district's savings. The move will prevent the district from cutting about six teachers, including three at Willard Alternative High School. The program helps students who need extra support to graduate. Hill worries he may have to make cuts at the alternative high school if the funding freeze becomes permanent.
It might be the type of situation where you stop serving a grade level. So we're only going to serve juniors and seniors, and now sophomores don't have access, or even freshmen don't have access.
Helena Public Schools stands to lose about a quarter of its annual federal funding. Superintendent Rex Welt says that equates to more than $500,000. He says the district heard rumors the funding freeze was coming earlier this year and preemptively cut its budget.
When you cut a person, that cuts a program or support for a student, and it did it.
If the funds are unfrozen, Welt says it will be easier to add teachers back than to cut them right before the school year begins. Some of Montana's congressional delegation voiced various levels of concern about the funding freeze. However, none of them signed on to a public letter from 10 GOP lawmakers condemning the move. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.